there, and welcome to Classics for Kids. Of course, I don't have to tell you what holiday is coming up and why we've been listening to spooky music about trolls all month. Today, we have some more appropriate music for Halloween. Some marches, some dances, and some very bumpy rides. That Edvard Grieg, he certainly knew a thing or two about trolls. That is Grieg's March of the Trolls from his lyric suite. But on Halloween, it's not only trolls who march. Marionettes do too, even dead ones. Some people may know that as the opening to a television show, but way before Alfred Hitchcock and his show were born, French composer Charles Gounod wrote this funeral march of a marionette. Is marching too dreary for you? Well, how about dancing? It may still sound like marching, but that is the ancient chant Dies Irae, Day of Wrath, from the Mass for the Dead. Composer Franz Liszt uses that tune to let the dancing begin in the Totentanz, Dance of the Dead. If you'd prefer to dance to a violin, French composer Camille Saint-Saëns has the devil tune up and play the Danse Macabre. From all that dancing? Want to take a load off your feet and go for a ride instead? That can be arranged. Some ride, eh? Those are Valkyries, mythical women on horseback from an opera by Richard Wagner. Speaking of operas, if you've been thinking we were going to celebrate Halloween without any witches, think again. In the opera Hänsel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, the witch goes for a ride. And not on a horse, of course. On a broomstick. Think it's time to call it a night? All right. But only if we call it a night on Bald Mountain. I could go on and on, but then it would be next month, and I wouldn't have time to play the music that Edvard Grieg wrote to describe where the leader of the trolls lives. in the Hall of the Mountain King. Hall of the Mountain King from the Peer Gynt by Edvard Grieg. Please do tune in again next time when there will be a new piece of music to dissect on Classics for Kids.